I'm someone who wakes up so early and I highly value my sleep. And maybe you're thinking, hey, I eat clean, I crush my workouts, I take my vitamins, but I still wake up feeling completely exhausted. From your portfolio to your career to your diet and fitness routines, you may be overlooking a fundamental driver of your mood, patience, and productivity. Sleep quality. Even 7 or 8 hours in bed won't leave you restored if poor sleep quality is silently sabotaging your daily performance, or if a partner has mentioned your snoring and disrupted breathing. If you're tired of guessing why you're constantly drained, Sleep Doctor offers a clear, guidance-driven path forward. The home sleep study is a simple alternative to a sleep lab and can be completed in your own bed over one night. It gives you clinical-grade insights to pinpoint the exact root cause of your fatigue without requiring an uncomfortable, expensive stay hooked up to wires in a sterile medical clinic, delivering real answers and practical next steps so you can show up fully every day. Visit sleepdoctor.com to take the first step toward waking up rested and ready. Now accepting most insurance. Check and see if your insurance is eligible. You know, I always say to make smart financial decisions. So let me ask you this. What exactly is that old car in your driveway doing for you right now? Seriously, is it an extra car nobody drives anymore? Maybe it doesn't run. Do you keep saying you'll sell it one weekend and suddenly it's been 2 years? Meanwhile, it's taking up space, costing you money, and slowly becoming part of the landscape. Here's the easy solution. Donate it to Cars for Kids. And yes, it's that Cars for Kids, the one with the jingle you absolutely know already. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Here's why people love to donate to Cars for Kids. It's ridiculously simple. You go to carsforkids.org/Jill. That's Cars with a K. Answer a few simple questions and you're done. They'll come pick up the vehicle for free, tow it away, handle the paperwork, and you'll receive a tax-deductible receipt. Done. Cars for Kids has been doing this for over 30 years and has accepted more than 1 million vehicle donations. So if you've got a car you're not using, turn it into something meaningful. Go to carsforkids.org/Jill. That's Cars with a K. And fair warning, now that jingle is going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, August 18th, and we are here answering your financial questions. Now, if you've got something going on financially, I know it's August, a lot of people coming up on their vacations, taking breaks, but maybe we can try to help you figure out whatever's going on. And whatever's going on can mean so many different things. Maybe you've got a job offer. Maybe you've had it and you're sick of work and you want to call it quits. Maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home. Maybe you're trying to figure out how you can get your aging parents to get their estate planning done. Maybe so many different things that are happening. Mark, man, I heard a scam that blew my mind over the weekend. A friend of mine told me that, kind of like friend of friend, and they heard this story and we got like actual confirmation of it. A scam of an 82-year-old woman who was, you know, ostensibly just, you know, trying to manage her life, got a phone call from someone. They were talking about an investment opportunity, but this thing went on for like 6 months to gain her confidence. And the long story short is this scam bilked her out of $1.3 million, which the FBI has said she will not get back. It's gone. So I say this because every time I hear one of these stories, you think to yourselves, are these people idiots? What are they doing? But, you know, you can see how the scammers are so sophisticated. That's the thing, that they're kind of getting into who you are. They're watching you. They're seeing that you have a digital life. They kind of get a sense of who you are and they start kind of pressing the right buttons. And everyone's kind of susceptible to it, especially somebody who is living alone, 82 years old. So what is the bottom line here is anyone who has an older parent, somebody else needs to be on the account with that parent to monitor what is going on. The son is 40 years old of this 82-year-old woman. Oddly enough, he's in the financial industry. She would not allow him to be even just the kind of person who would be notified, because a lot of financial institutions have a person you can notify if something weird's going on. This woman went to one bank and took out like $600,000 in a cashier's check. I mean, if that doesn't flag something, and the bank put her through paces, and but there was no one else to call. There was no one on the account. So everybody, we're going to put the big defensive mode up. Like, you've got to be on these accounts with your older parents. You say it's for safety. I don't have any control over it. I'm not going to buy and sell in this account. I'm just here that if something weird happens, I'm notified.
Trusted contact.
Trusted contact all the way. So I'm sorry to lead with that. It's just that I'd heard about it. It was so intense. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, and when the FBI said it's gone, and they knew exactly what this ring of, this is like a West Coast ring, and it emanates from Poland. And they know exactly like what's happening, but they cannot prevent it without all of us kind of chipping in and being like, let's all be in this together. Come on, we got to protect each other. Okay, so if anything like that, if you have a question about it, again, JillOnMoney.com, contact us button. Check the box if you want to join us live. We'd love to have you. Today, we are joined by Richard from Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, Richard. How can we help you today?
Recently switched employers. One company bought my other department from the older company. So now I have two 401ks with the old company and now the new one. Mm-hmm. Old one's with Schwab, if I can name them, and
sure.
New ones in power. And my question is basically, from what I'm told, Schwab won't have any additional fees necessarily, other than their standard, you know, mutual fund, mm-hmm. you know, exchanges. But I'm kind of debating whether to just leave those with Schwab mm-hmm. or does it make more sense with, you know, compound interest to just move my 401k and to combine it with the new Empower 401k.
So let me ask you a question. How much money is in the old Schwab plan?
About 300.
And the new one just started, right?
Yeah, it's got okay. like 1,000. But I also have a brokerage and an IRA I kind of kept out of my email. And I'm not really planning on moving those, but particularly the 401k to roll over.
Mm-hmm. How much is in the IRA?
There's about 90 in the IRA and another 170 in the brokerage.
And that's all at Schwab?
Yes.
You know what? I like staying. I hear what you're saying. Like, it's not so much about compound interest. It's about ease of management. But as you said, Schwab, very cheap. And for everyone listening, you know, it's like the Schwabs, the Fidelities, the T. Rowe Prices, the E-Trades, like places where you can buy cheap index funds and exchange-traded funds. It's like a no-brainer to me to just keep it. And especially because you have that IRA and the brokerage account, I don't know, I would probably just keep it. How old are you, Richard?
I'm 65, and I kind of plan on 3 to 5 years of retirement.
Yeah, it might be that you just like use the Empower one. Do they match in that new plan or not?
It's better than the last employer, but you know, they do about 4% match, which is better than what I had.
Okay.
So,
and how much do you contribute right now?
I'm up to $24K.
Wow.
Per year, so I'm thinking
that's great.
Letting that ride. And I've been doing that for some years, mm-hmm. but it was the combining them. I didn't know if I'd really get that much more benefit or just let it ride.
I think you're fine. Are you married, single? What's your status?
Married.
And your spouse?
My wife and I.
How old
she's
is she?
A homemaker, so she, you know, which kind of is a segue, because right now if I wait till like 68, mm-hmm. you know, I'm anticipating I'll get about $3,900. My wife is a homemaker.
Half of that,
about 17. Mm-hmm. And if I wait till 70, you know, as long as our health is good and sure. I like doing my job and traveling, you know, I don't see any reason to really retire much sooner, but at least 68 anyway.
Like right now, how much are you earning?
About $137K.
And that's good for you guys. You can live on that. You're saving a bunch of money, it sounds like. So,
yeah,
pretty good. You got grown kids?
All grown, yeah. Out
grown
of the house.
Out. No one's coming to the bank of mom and dad?
No, they're good.
And Richard, you own your home?
Yes.
How much is it worth, about?
We think about 450 right now.
Do you have a mortgage outstanding still or not?
Yeah.
What's left?
350.
Oh, did you just buy it?
Yeah, we built a new townhome about 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, nice. What's the mortgage interest rate, Richard?
5.5.
Not terrible, given that we're at 7. And you can afford it, and life's good, and this is a place you want to be for a while, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. How much do you guys have just in, you know, bank emergency reserve? What do you got in there?
Oh, I want to say about between my wife keeps a little bit of separate accounts, mm-hmm. but combined, we got about 15K.
Okay. You ready for the big, important question, Richard? How much you guys spend?
Aside from maybe a splurging on a trip once a year, we're doing all right as far as monthly expenses. In fact, you know, looking at what I would get from Social Security isn't far from what I earn monthly.
Spend? You mean like even at 68, like let's say 3,900 plus half, 1,700. You feel like you could live on, you know, $5,500 bucks, $5,600.
That's about
bucks.
What I'm doing right now in
that's
monthly
great.
Thing. So
it looks good.
Yeah.
So I think it sounds okay. So first of all, you sound like you're in great shape just in terms of what you guys have done and the way you've saved and kind of putting yourselves on track here. So this looks really good. Like, it's interesting to me that you did the townhouse thing. I love the idea that people are making these kinds of decisions while they're still working and not waiting till, like, you know, you're 78 years old and like, oh my God, I'm in a house and I really don't want to hang out in this house, but I don't really want to move and I'm tired. So I think that was a very smart decision. As long as you like what you're doing, it's not onerous, you know, and things are going pretty well. Waiting till 70 is definitely great if you can, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that all of this looks good. To your original question, I think what you'll likely do, use the new Empower plan, okay? Put your 24 grand in, capture their match. Whenever you're ready to retire, just do it the other way. Take the Empower plan, roll that into Schwab, and then you're ready to go. You got everything in one place, ready to rock and roll. You may want to start taking some of it out. Whenever you retire, you'll just maybe, let's say you retire at 68 or 70, maybe start dribbling some of that pre-tax money out so that you don't get whacked all at once. A little bit. Not
and isn't it a little bit late to put it into Roth? I mean,
yeah, I wouldn't bother at this point.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't.
Hey, one other question.
You'll be able to take it out and you'll be in a lower tax bracket. Right. I mean, so I think that that's fine. Look, right now you're paying most of your tax at the 12% rate. You pop into the 22% for sure. But, you know, you're like 12, 22. So like when we say an effective tax rate, like what's the actual percent you're paying? You know, it's somewhere in between there because of the money that you earn. That's going to be fine. You'll be able to get your money out of your pre-tax accounts a little bit at a time. Do it as soon as you start to retire. But you'll have like the 300 plus the 90 in the IRA, plus whatever goes into your Empower, you'll probably have another 100 grand, you know, so you'll have $500,000-$600,000 and you'll start pulling it out a little bit at a time. And don't pop yourself into the 24% bracket. There's no need to do that. Stay in the 22, whatever that bracket allows you at the time, keep doing it and you're good. And you have lived within your means. And this is all very good. Don't do me one favor. When you retire, you may feel like, oh, I want to pay down my mortgage. I would not do that. I really wouldn't. I would just keep going with it. I don't want you to use the money you've saved, either in the brokerage account or whatever savings you might. I want you to have access to that. And I certainly don't want you to pull money from a retirement account, pay tax on it to pay down the mortgage. Just work your way through the mortgage. If rates ever come down again, and you feel like you want to refi, great. But there's no need to use the money you have saved to knock that mortgage off.
Well,
you don't have
to. That's a good point because I was just considering paying a little extra, say one extra payment per year at this point. Or would it be better to put it into the 401k?
Yeah, I would rather. Let's see where you are. You know, listen, if it's really bothering you to have it, let's see. But I would say it is more important that you guys have your $500,000, $600,000, whatever it's going to be when you retire, that you have that money. You're going to need money. There's, you know, we're talking about like, oh, you know, you spend $5,000 or $6,000, but maybe you're going to need some extra money for healthcare stuff. Maybe you're going to need other things. Like, I want you to have the choice. And if you start paying extra on that, then the choices are more limited. So I'd rather you have the liquidity that you have right now, all good. And, you know, listen, if I guess within the next 3 to 5 years, as you are working, if you were to see that mortgage rates dropped and somehow or other you're going to be able to lock in 4.5%, then maybe you would do that. But let's see. You will be around. Mark says I can't stop working for 3 to 5 years anyway, so I'm on your schedule. And you get back in touch with us. But I'd rather you keep that. I think access to money, this is something that I think people don't quite get, but access to your money or liquidity, it's huge. It's really huge. And so I think that to me is more important than paying off a 5.5% note. I really do.
Awesome. Hey, Tater, it's just one quick, I don't mean to keep you,
sure.
But I just heard, I was listening to you on CBS in the mornings.
Yeah.
And you were talking about Medicare.
Yes.
And I'm 65.
Yes.
And I just went through this in January.
Mm-hmm.
And my employer, or my last employer, insisted that I don't have to do anything with Medicare at this point. They'll give me a notice, and there's a special 400 form. They
Great.
Said, don't worry about doing that now.
Okay. Yeah, but that's good. I mean, most people are not. I mean, it's very funny because most people, if you're still working, there are different rules. If you're not working, uh-huh. that's when the rules come into play. But, you know, if you're already receiving Social Security or, let's say, railroad retirement benefits, then you get enrolled automatically. If not, then you need to sign up. But you're absolutely right. It's all about if you have health insurance coverage from your active employer, that's when you can wait. But not every employer does what you're saying, by the way.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
If you got it and they're good, then you're good to go, man.
Great. Thanks, all Jill. Right. Thanks, Mark.
Richard,
pleasure talking to you guys.
Pleasure to talk to you. If you are like Richard and you're like, how do I better manage my money? How do I consolidate? Should I consolidate? Or if any retirement plans change because you've switched employers or your company's got bought out, give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the contact us button. Write us a note. And if you'd like to join us live, check the box. Mark will very delightfully work with you to bring you on the air on this program. Or maybe if you want to go on video, you come to the Money Moves program on YouTube. Hey, everyone listening, I just asked Mark, how many subscribers do we have on YouTube? We need more subscribers on YouTube. So go to YouTube and subscribe to Money Moves so Mark and I can keep doing this. Because, you know, we just want to check it out. It's been a lot of fun and we want your support. So please do that, pretty please. Thank you. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app here. And you can also find the other show on the Odyssey app, but they really want to see those YouTube subscriptions. So do that, pretty please. Of course, do something nice for someone else. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.